American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Yeah, he's at Duke's.
He's at Duke's.
Yeah.
You could have done it there.
He's everywhere. No.
Why not?
No.
Duke's is awesome.
Yeah, but they're going to run out of ice because Marine Rob's there and he steals all the ice. And...
He said that, I said, why aren't you at Duke's tonight?
Yeah.
It's Friday night. He goes, yeah, you know, it's a sausage party there. I like to spread my wings a little bit, you know, go other places.
I heard him call it, and I can't believe I've never heard of this term. He called it a breastaurant?
Yes.
Is that like a term for like Hooters and stuff?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. You never heard that before?
No, just, I respect the ladies, Will.
Well.
I would never call it that.
I think it's just a slang term. I don't think they take offense.
I don't think it's respectful. Well, you know? I think those broads want to be respected.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah. I am not calling those dames restaurant workers. You know?
Yeah.
Would never do that. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Yeah, but I'll be out there tomorrow. I'm going to find a place to eat beforehand. And we're talking about food. And I'm looking for, and somebody wants to call in with suggestions, maybe sushi tomorrow afternoon before we go over to the gig.
Down at Guy. I know it's a place in St. Pete that's really good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't even know if I want to say it out loud because it's.
You don't want to ruin it?
Yeah.
I know. I do that all the time. Like Leah tells me all the time, don't talk about the hidden gems on your radio show because they're
not hidden anymore.
No. Like I remember talking about the faux Chick-fil-A nuggets at Sam's Club,
mm-hmm.
and they would have 100 bags, and then I talked about it here for a week,
mm-hmm.
and then they ran out.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm that influential, but I'm that influential.
There was a lot of press on those, too, I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
But still.
Now Costco has their own version.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Did you try them?
No. Mm. I will, though.
Yeah, give me a bag, too, when you go.
Oh, yeah, girl.
I want some.
It was nice, though, seeing I saw some Johnny B. Show shirts, some merch in the crowd tonight. I just brought you a brand new black hoodie.
Yeah, hell
yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait.
I know. I get so excited when I go to the door and there's new stuff for me from different places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, you know what I got?
What?
So, it's, you know, college football season is right around the corner.
Yeah.
I want to go this year. Florida is coming to town. The
right?
Gators. And they're playing USF in Tampa at Raymond James.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get a jersey, you know, but I like the old stuff.
A USF
like vintage,
jersey, right?
Vintage
yeah.
stuff, not the new stuff.
So old USF jersey? What, a Matt Grothy?
I found one that I think he wore.
What?
Because it has the Big East logo on it. It's kind of old and
dirty.
Did
I nail the player?
You nailed the player.
Number eight.
Yeah! My favorite bull of all time.
Yeah,
Matt
dude.
Grothy.
He was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if it might even be his that he was selling on eBay. I don't know. I can't wait to get it. I'll bring it in and show it
to
you.
He is not
it's
my
really
favorite
cool.
bull of all time. If I could choose a USF bull jersey to own,
mm-hmm.
throwback?
Yeah.
Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah, he's a good one. He's
a good one.
No, I know he's a really good one.
Yeah,
and, you know he's playing for the Bucks now.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
That quarterback Matt Grothy, he was just such a not an underdog, but he brought the program to such prominence.
Oh yeah,
you know?
And
he's a quarterback.
And he was kind of undersized.
He was
wasn't
undersized.
Super tall.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And you know the Bulls were number two in the nation
oh,
for
I
a
know.
Little while. And
when they beat Auburn,
I was
like,
so
oh.
excited. I watched that game.
Yeah.
With a bunch of Auburn fans.
Good.
With three Auburn fans.
War
and
Eagle,
I watched,
bitch!
What's his name? Delgado? Del Alvarado? The kicker?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I forget his name, but he nailed that 40-yarder, whatever
uh-huh.
it was, 40-yarder plus, and
good.
I just laid on the ground with my face and just laughed and laughed and laughed. They took Auburn out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then I knew the next week Rutgers came to town, Ray Rice was playing
yeah.
for Rutgers. And I go, I just have a bad feeling about this. And he ran for 280 yards.
And punched four women.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. A little later.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Phone lines are open, 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Let's go to one right now. Eric, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Johnny B. Hell of a set tonight. You really did great.
Oh, thanks, man. I mean, the room for a minute felt kind of tight, so I had to get into them. You had to do some crowd work and really work them and stuff. So I'm glad that you showed up with, like, your 17th different girl to a show, which is really cool.
Nice.
Oh, she can hear me. Uh-oh. My bad.
Oopsie.
My bad, bro.
Uh-oh.
JK, LOL.
great place to go. First time going with the Wild Rover.
Yeah.
Cross promotion with some of the other charitable situations that were going on over there. I think Linda is still probably there drinking by herself at the front table.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Good to be able to come out and see you. Got some B-hole stickers.
Yeah.
And overall, a great time. I wasn't able to call in earlier in the week because I had some, of my technical professional stuff going on late at night when I'm listening. And
for people that don't know, he is a mortician. He embalms dead folks. So I think that's why he's a big fan of mine, because he knows that I'm going to be one of his clients sooner than later. You know, he sees my big fat ass rolling around waiting to have a grabber. So he's like, I'll be here. No need for a coroner. I'll just drag his ass to the truck. No, but it's awesome to see you too. And I'm glad I had some bumper stickers on me. I gave one to Nathan. He showed up with gifts. And I don't know, I gave them to a few people out there. So it was awesome. If you had fun, if you thought I was funny, that's what matters.
Great time, great set. And the man with the muscles has to yield to the man with the oversized shirts and other stuff.
You're right. I don't know what that means, but I agree.
You did great. We'll hang up and listen. See you, bye.
Thanks, Eric. There you go, buddy. There you go. Yeah.
Man, he almost blew his cover with that chick.
No, I said it at the show.
Oh, you did?
I go, wait, you're not the same broad he brought to the other show. And I was like, oh.
Oopsie.
I go, are you killing them? Is that what you're doing? what's happening?
That's why he's really good at embalming.
Oh, man.
You get someone there nice and fresh.
You think the girls, part of the mystique of dating him is knowing that there's a chance he may kill them?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Dude, so many chicks are into those
Danger.
True crime stories.
Yeah.
They love that. Yeah, they're weird.
She's like telling her friend, she's like, he's so cute.
He might kill me.
And the whole time we were making out, I thought, he's going to kill me. Cool would that be if he just started choking me with piano wire?
Oh, God.
And I'd be like, oh, my God. I'm going to be on a story.
And then she finishes, yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Johnny B. Show, how you doing? Hello?
Johnny B. Big Will Coons.
In the house. What's going on, man?
This is Bruce Wayne, man. I'm calling about Bones and Boner.
Wait, hold on. So you're in a correctional facility right now. You have a cell phone.
Yep, keistered.
I'm hanging out, man.
Yeah,
I'm hanging out.
Is that very common? Does everybody kind of have a cell phone in there?
Yeah, man, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Wow. I watched this that 60 Days In show. I'm watching them all the old seasons,
mm-hmm.
and I see how they do it. It's pretty cool. There's all kinds of cool, creative ways.
Yeah.
Like they'll buy a loaf of bread
and
they'll hollow out the middle.
You don't even want to know.
They'll hollow out the middle of the loaf of bread and hide their cell phone inside of it.
Bam.
Yeah. Isn't that
That's
cool?
Crazy.
And some of them just like to have it in
their
butt.
Yeah, listen, I was trying to get my son to call in because he's got this video. And I think he sent it in to Big Will, and he had about 18,000 views on
That's
it
good.
Last I've seen. And I'm trying to get him some shots out because his name is Bones.
Oh, yeah.
So he's kind of like y'all's mascot.
Kind of.
And once you see the video, you'll know why they call him Bones. It's kind of creepy.
Jesus Lord.
Pretty kick-ass, too.
Do you know where he sent it? I don't see it.
Yeah, I think he sent it to whatever you told him. Just tell him again, because they're listening right now.
You got to go on the dark web to find it, probably. He's a child.
Well, send it to, the Johnny B. Show page. There's on Facebook. That would probably work.
That way
Johnny and I can both see it. That would probably be the place to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are awesome, too, man.
Thanks, we all
listen to you in here, man. And,
Charlotte's
a big uplift.
Charlotte's one of our places, man. We got a lot of you guys in Charlotte. We like to know that we're entertaining you guys and helping you get through whatever time you got to serve, and makes us happy.
Yeah, man, you guys are the best, man. And hey, shout out to Jacob Two Times, man. He's one of my favorites on your show.
Yeah, he's awesome, man. He's all over the bone all the time. He's probably at home right now, making people guess what he had for lunch and stuff like that. So
yeah.
Shout out Jacob
and Cherokee the Stoner.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Cherokee's. But you just summoned him. It's like you just put up smoke signals, and now he's about to call in. Great.
Oh, yeah, he's calling in right now. I can hear the drum.
He is.
Thanks, you guys.
Hey, hold on.
And I'll send the video out.
Yeah, send the video. But, hey, can I ask you? I always like to ask the prisoners what you're in the clink for, allegedly.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Guns and drugs, man. Guns
Hell
and drugs.
Hell yeah, baby. That's the name of my first album.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, take care, Matthew.
Right, you guys
be
have
safe.
A good night, man.
Bye-bye,
yeah,
Bruce
be careful,
Wayne.
Man.
There you go.
See ya.
Why do they call him Bruce Wayne in jail? You think he has a utility belt, like shanks and toothbrushes and... What do you think?
There could be so many different reasons. Maybe he's a billionaire.
Ooh. No, then he would just buy a prison.
Yeah.
Like El
Chapo.
Well,
maybe he does. Maybe he's living in a prison like that where he just has his own cell phones. Everybody has cell phones. I cannot believe all these guys have cell phones in there.
Yeah.
I follow these Instagram accounts.
Uh-huh, in prison.
And they're just in prison,
yeah.
And they're dancing around, and they got snacks and cell phones.
But they'll lose, like, their cell phone, then they get a new one. Like, we used to have this guy, King, would call into the show years ago.
Yeah.
And then, like, he wouldn't call in for a while. I'm like, oh, man.
Remember him? He was saying, I don't want to get caught because I don't want to get more time. He was trying to get out.
Well, they moved him to a new prison, and I guess they had tighter restrictions.
I see.
The prison he was in, pretty much they just did whatever they wanted to.
Yeah.
And then they went to a new one. He's like, man, they won't even let me smoke weed in here. I'm like, you're in prison.
They won't let me smoke pot in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to go to prison.
I don't want to go anywhere.
I couldn't do it.
No.
Couldn't do it.
Nothing like that. No, I'm not man enough, dude. Not at this point in my life. I mean, I guess I could probably hold it down for a minute if I got into. I'd have to have the perfect situation.
Yeah.
I'd have to be put into a cell with a group of guys that were like, you know, just weren't attracted to me. Mm-hmm. Didn't mind that I snore.
Yeah.
You know, didn't mind that I say inappropriate stuff like I have Tourette's like once in a while, just comes out of my mouth. You know. Maybe share their food with me and don't want sex for it. I mean, it would have to be a perfect situation.
Yeah. I don't want to go.
No.
No, thank you.
Well, be a good boy, will
you? I will.
Yeah. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I just saw the picture that Nathan posted.
Yeah, very handsome.
Yeah, and you can see how big that room is I was talking about, right?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that damn concert hall in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool. And Kathy McGuire, she's a local like singer and promoter. She did like a little mini concert before the comedy show. She could sing her ass off. It was unbelievable. Yeah. Dude, she was hitting some high ass notes. Dogs were running into the place. They thought that, you know, that's how high the notes were.
She didn't want to do a duet with you?
We talk about singing stuff all the time. Like, you know, because she knows my background in the fine arts of vocalizations. And, you know, she immediately started talking about my national anthem stuff. She was very happy about that. It was cool seeing her and, of course, Marillo's there hosting, all that stuff.
Nice.
Good time, man.
Nice.
Good time, baby girl. Tomorrow, though, only one comedian on the show. And that is me. And Dan Signor will be playing music and all of us. I'm worried, though, Will.
Why?
I don't want to be hungover Sunday.
Yeah.
And multiple people,
uh-huh.
Multiple, like a dozen at least, have told me they're going. And they're buying me shots tomorrow.
You don't have to drink them.
I don't, man. I told Leah that. I was like, I don't want to get wasted. She's like, you're going to, though. And I already know I'm driving. And I go, I know, but I don't want to feel bad Sunday. I don't want to be a broken person. I'm too old to recover.
Right.
It might take me 3 days to recover from that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Well, don't do it.
Okay.
Have some self-control.
All right.
Tell people not to, you know, that you're
shots.
Not going to. You're not going to, you know.
I did two shots last weekend.
Two shots?
Yeah, just two.
Of what?
Well, some girly stuff. I don't know. There was girls buying them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, those aren't so bad.
I know, but they're sweet.
Yeah, I don't like those.
You know what I mean?
It's gross.
Yeah, not good at all.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.